Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And at the end of the day, I love my sports. And we're going to get through it. Steve Rummage is on his way. Nikki V in the booth.
Hey, buddy. I got to fade the music out before I can play my sounder. Sorry about that. I got distracted by the tandem bird scooter going on in the background.
I did look at that.
It didn't look like it was any of our boys on there, though.
It was going to end very well.
No. I feel like the bird scooter was like, I know what you're trying to do. Just pay for a second scooter, kids. Like, come on.
Is that what they're doing? Is that illegal?
What?
To double tandem scooter?
I don't know, but it looked unsafe. It looked like the scooter was not having it. Yeah. And it wasn't like the two riders were heavy. They were perfectly normal.
Right?
You know, healthy-looking college girls.
Yeah, but she didn't have quite the control that I would have liked.
That looked like a possible lawsuit.
Against them?
Well, no, just against, them falling and then them suing poor Bird and Bird saying, hey, you know, I'm actually on the corporation side this time.
They want the boot.
There we go, found it.
Yes, I'll call Bird and say I want to testify.
Yeah, exactly. You guys were in no fault here. This was operator error. Operator's error.
And they're going to ask, is there anything obstructing your view between the double scooters? And I'm going to say no. We could see them perfectly clear.
I've seen my cousin Vinny. No, there's no leaves.
No trees.
There's no trees.
No filth on the screen.
Just shout it out when you know it. Yeah. Nope, none of that.
Okay, so this. I want to get something. I got to reverse and get something off my chest. Early in the morning. I like sports, people. I am not addicted to the implications of the what ifs. Like, okay, I like to do hypotheticals. I get my fill of hypotheticals, or I get my fill of what ifs through hypotheticals. But it is literally impossible for me to go three rows down the, what if this happens, then what's going to happen here? What if this happens, what's going to happen here? That will drive me insane. If you are addicted to that, Marcus, well, if this happens and the coach does this and then what's going to happen? I can't do that, y'all. Listen, I can watch a TV show and escape from reality for a second or two. But the reality is, Coach Chris Mack just gave a press conference yesterday. The reality is, I'm watching my basketball team play Boston College tonight. The reality is, the rumor and conjecture road is far, far too long, too wide, and too dangerous for me to get lost down that road. The reason I am just giving this disclaimer is because this is not your show to go 10 miles down the what if this happens, what if that happens. But here's the thing. Go get busted by Boston College tonight. I dare you. The other side will win. And I'll do rumor and conjecture and predictions if you go out and get busted by Boston College tonight. The times I tell Steve, let's stay here. Let's stay here in the moment. And Steve says, I'm trying, Marcus. He says, I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Sorry, I had a little traffic issue today.
You got here safe.
Yeah, I did. I did get here safe.
Did you slow down like I asked?
Yeah, well, I was almost here. Mm-hmm. So it made me, yeah, I was like, well, you know. Okay. Yeah, it was...
Yeah. And what I mean by that, people, is don't ever rush to come do something with me, because be safe. Listen, if I'm waiting on you to take me somewhere, we're already late. Be safe. I don't want to be that. I was rushing to get over to Maven's house. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You were rushing for your reasons.
Yeah.
Not mine.
And it was like a pretty rough wreck. There's a semi involved and stuff. So I was like, yeah, I would always rather be in traffic than be the wreck.
than be the traffic.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I made it here. So what are you doing, coaching hot boards?
Drew Deaner ruined my show today.
Okay.
I do have a good mind to leave now.
I'm, you know, it's game day. I listened to Coach Mack. I want to talk about that. I'm going to go to the game tonight and try to, let's get it going. Let's get it going tonight. Let's see what we can do.
Let's start the press conference.
Okay.
What did you get out of the press conference?
People are going to be annoyed by me. I did not care at all. I don't care at all. Actually, I like that he's aggravated. I think Drew said something this morning. I like, it's like, you know what? A pissed off Mac might be the only way we can get it rolling. So I don't like, you're going to totally lose me on the, he shouldn't have been mean to, I don't care. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah. Dude, the look he shot Sully. Well, yeah. Sully was – I mean, we had the audio of the battle with Sully mixed with the Star Wars droid sound that we think is Jeff Greer that was bleeding over. But
I did hear that. That was funny.
I did hear it, yeah.
That was funny.
That was funny. The look, though. Uh-huh. I mean, I know we're an audio medium, but the look the second Sully started talking.
Yeah. Like, I don't care. And you know – I know this is low-hanging fruit. I was going to say picking low-hanging fruit, but that would have been a nice little double entendre there with Sullivan. But it was...
I get it.
Yeah, it's kind of low-hanging, but it's like, I don't mind what Sullivan does. That's what he does, but he knows.
You mean when he's by himself? You mean on the video?
No. I mean the way you... The job you do. Like, you come at the university. So, like...
I like Sully. He's a friend of the
show. Of course you... Nick, we know.
I know.
It's not the B-show.
As much as
you want to make it,
we know. But he will never be a guest on this show, most likely. So, like...
How about that attitude?
Yeah. So, he just... I'm like, when you do what you do, you've got a reputation. So if I'm already coming in here pissed off, like, and then you, the first question I get is like this snarky question from you.
Do you have the Jared West question?
Yeah. I mean, like, what the hell was that? If I was Chris Mack and I heard that question.
We need to start cutting up our own sound.
I would have already been mad.
You don't have the Jared West question. But you know what? It should affect Nikki, but Nikki works for his dad, so it doesn't.
Let's do it.
Hey.
The Jared West question. Do you know what the Jared West question was?
I think I do, but I'm not sure.
The one where Sullivan basically looked at Jared West and was like, Well,
No, the one talking about like, yeah, you're having. It was like the opening question about like, the shooting woes. Yeah.
No, he was asking him about like being an inferior talent, like basically saying like, well, you know, are you finally realizing that you suck,
Drew? Can I ask you a quick question? Grab him. You probably should know this, and this is a serious question.
They're sweet headphones, Nick.
Thanks.
Don't they feel just so cheap?
Man, I'm gonna.
Okay, so Drew, have you ever seen the Richard Williams
movie?
No, when he gets Will Smith. You did see that? Okay, yeah. That's what. Did you see the interview where he jumps on the guy who continue to ask his daughter why she thinks
I remember the interview. I don't remember the question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was basically,
why do you think you can beat that girl?
Three different ways.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're going to be great one day? Yeah. Right? And his,
he stood up and
he was like, hey,
answer the question.
No, he said, yeah, she already answered it. Why are you asking her that three times? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Did you think that was appropriate?
I thought he overreacted, if I remember that correctly. I mean, I remember thinking that it wasn't a very negative question. It was actually a pretty positive question, but I'd have to go back and refresh my memory on it. But I remember thinking that he just kind of spazzed at the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I asked that in particular, that tennis one, because, you know, I said this yesterday. You lose by yourself in tennis.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst thing in the world.
You
can't blame anybody, right?
Can't motivate this team. Can't say that.
What's awesome about that is you lose by yourself, right? Which means your confidence in something like tennis is like golf. Like
if it's not there, you got nothing.
You're dead, right? So the point was, did you hear the Jarrett West question?
Yeah, which from Sullivan.
Yeah, when he said inferior. When you're
like, if you suck and you know you suck and you play guys that don't suck, do you feel like you still suck?
Yeah.
And are you good enough to think that maybe you don't suck?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the question.
My point was, I would have went Richard Williams if I'm Coach Mack.
Hey,
you know, like, what are you doing?
I don't even know what the question really was, but it basically was like, if you suck and you know the other guys are better than you, but maybe you think you're better than them, but maybe you don't suck.
Right. Yeah. I appreciate it. I just didn't know if you had frame of reference.
That was a trans. Yeah. You should have gone Richard Williams on that. That's when you could have stormed in.
Yes.
And said, and then you could have faked amnesia.
Good point.
After that.
Appreciate it. No, but that's the point. Like, did you hear that?
That's where. Well, and I'm sure he did. That's why I say I'm like,
give me 20 seconds.
You think he heard that at the time? You think Coach Mack heard? No, Coach Mack left that thing and went to practice or something. Surely, right?
No, Jarrett West was first. So that's what I say. If I've heard you ask my player that, and then I get up here, and then the first thing you got some snarky question, like, dude. Shove it, man. Unless you got. What are you asking me?
If somebody asks my kid, you know, hey, when the idea of inferiority enters your brain, I'm just like, whoa. But yeah, point being, you're okay even if it was an overreaction at Tim Sullivan. You would be okay with it, especially after hearing that. I didn't know Jarrett West's interview was first.
An inferior athlete generally knows when he or she is overmatched.
Stop right there. Clip that. Play that again. Play the opening to that question. This is your point guard. This is the point guard of your team. You're on a 3-game ACC losing streak. Play this.
Athlete generally knows when he or she is overmatched.
No, the beginning part.
The same energy again.
An inferior athlete generally knows when he or she is overmatched.
That's enough. That's enough. Listen, I'm sorry, y'all. Normally, I'm a warrior for context. I don't need more context than that.
An inferior athlete generally knows when he or she is overmatched.
I want that as a drop. Look, you might as well put that on a hotkey, because every time I think about him, every time we say his name, I'm going to play that and play it one more time just on principle.
An inferior athlete generally knows when he or she is overmatched.
Can we get the whole question?
No. 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 That's the no. The point of that leading behavior on a question on a player is the point. And yes, I do realize I am clipping context on that. It's, everybody around here should be used to
it. So yeah, no, that's
I know me doing it one time is not going to kill anybody. But with that being said, Steve, he was asked about the locker room presence. I think the echo of looking more in the mirror. I did enjoy that. Like I said, I know at the end of the day, nothing changes other than performance on the court. You know, like, oh, yeah. There's no momentum. There's no attitude. There's no arms are heavily folded now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I need to see something better tonight. And it's like it's an immediate thing. We need to see something better. Look, like I've said it on this show many times. Like, I like Coach Mack. I like Chris. Not many people like Chris. I like Chris. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fine with that. And I'm separating the two for a reason. Like, that's fine with me. Like, I hope he tears it up. I hope we go on a run here. I hope he keeps his job. I like what he's got coming in next year.
Every time you and I discuss going on a run, and you say, okay, the chances of going on a run are slim, do we say that because we think he's too stubborn to change things in a major way?
I'm trying to figure that out. Because
you and I say we, because you and I go back and forth on this conversation. Yeah. Like, is he capable? But again, we've seen him make drastic changes.
I think it's partial schedule, too. Mm-hmm. I think it's partial. You've lost a lot of your losses outside of Michigan State, Florida State, have been not very good. Now, like I said, now if you hadn't had a few of them, I can explain away some of them now. Like if you had four less, you know, I could say, Pittsburgh wanted you, you know. Like,
yeah, listen, Pittsburgh is –
But I can't do that if you've gotten beat by NC State, Pittsburgh, Furman, DePaul.
Florida State.
Yeah, like Florida State I could explain away. Like if Louisville was sitting here right now with three losses – to Pittsburgh, Florida State, and Michigan State, whatever.
You know, I actually think that Florida State is the worst loss.
Okay.
Florida State, to me, is the worst loss. And you and I are doing it. You speak from a tournament. You speak from a resume. You speak from a big picture point of view, right?
Yeah.
But me just personally, I think Florida State is – hold on. Jesus, I thought the YouTube was going. Sorry. I think Florida State is the worst loss. Do you know why? I mean, what would you think my reason is? Just you knowing me.
I mean, I don't know. Just because we felt like we were better than them when we watched it.
Because we watched them for 5 minutes and said, oh, we're better.
Yeah.
That is not it, but that is a great guess. You want to know why Florida State is the worst one? Because at the end of the day, hey, listen, we do it in football. We laugh about, you know, listen, we love beating Florida State. And you know how people say, oh, Florida State sucks this year. And it's like, no. You see Florida State Seminole, you bring it. They still get the Kentucky treatment, the championship game. Florida State's still Florida State, right, in football. You wanted Florida State. Florida State is your okay, put it this way. I know Coach Mack, Florida State's their bugaboo, right? So you had every reason on the planet to go down there and beat Florida State.
Uh-huh.
You had every reason to go buzzsaw Florida State. I saw Florida State thought they were going to lose from the beginning. I watched them go through the motion, because I was talking about Florida State. I watched Florida State jab, keep landing some jabs, you know. Now all of a sudden they're trying their extra stuff. I watched them slowly go into their bag. I think you gave Florida State life with that win.
Yeah, I mean, well, it showed.
Yes.
They've beaten Miami. They've beaten
you gave them life.
Duke last night.
Yeah. That Florida State that just beat Miami and Duke pre-Louisville, was not going to beat Miami and Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Right? You gave them life, and you had like you had every opportunity to crush their season. Mm-hmm. Now it's like game on in the ACC. Now that you've beaten Duke, now that Florida State has beaten Duke, it's just game on for a violent ACC now.
Well, I mean, Miami blew the doors off UNC last night.
It's game on now.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Now what we thought was Duke, UNC, and Florida State, those are the ones you got to get on the way out the door. Now it's just like, but. For me personally, the reason it's even worse is because you gambled on beating these teams early with Malik going 27, 32, 28, 28.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now we have a we have a need for other things that we've left on the shelf.
Well, let me ask you this, and let me ask the text line and the phone lines. We now have a couple definitive statements from Coach Mack. I know it needs to change. I'm going to leave it at that. Yesterday, look, practice was better, figuring some things out, trying to figure some things out. What would – because I'm trying to just do weeks at a time with this team.
Yes, yes, yes.
What would a week of Boston College win – Notre Dame win, coupled with Russ Smith's jersey retirement on Saturday, which I'm getting through this Boston College game, but I really think people need to put your aggravation aside, get your butts out there on Saturday for Russ. Like I don't care if they win or lose tonight. I think they're gonna win tonight. I think maybe, but that's a whole nother conversation we'll have. Okay, so where do we sit on Sunday morning or Monday when we come back in here if you beat Boston College and you look good doing it and you beat Notre Dame and look good doing it?
God, that's such a caveat, Steve.
I know.
And you know what the caveat is. I hate putting the coach in a position where, no, coach, it's no longer just win. It's no longer for me.
Yeah.
I know it's unfair. It's no longer just win.
Okay.
It's desperate intensity. It's,
win and look good.
Yeah. It's win and look good.
Right.
It's 40 minutes of urgency. It's substitution pattern urgency.
First text said they can't be close wins.
Okay. Like, no, I'm out on that because you need to win the jury over now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you want to say the jury is the fans, if you want to say the jury is the NCAA tournament, you know, any jury that you're going to be in front of, right?
Yeah.
Has to see, I mean, like, your performance at Pitt. Again, Steve says it's coupled all together. My basketball brain doesn't couple together.
I know.
You weren't going to beat Pittsburgh. You weren't going to beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
I just don't.
No, I don't disagree with you on that. I'm the way that game went. Like that loss, if we're putting losses together, doesn't really bother me. Mm-mm. Or not putting losses together, singling them out. But I'm just like, yeah, but you can't do the other stuff you've done and lose that game.
Yeah. So just the because here's the problem. I need that team.
I'm gonna get these texts coming in too. Appreciate you.
I need that team locked in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Head to toe. Mm-hmm. You know, if it doesn't, it says, hey, this is you like to separate teams. You like to say,
yeah,
Coach Mack, yeah, year by year. But it's, you know, I still want a strong enough culture, you know. That there's a culture of fight, of a crazy level of fight. So that's why you say, fight. To me, fight, unless, again, if even you know what I almost said, Steve? I almost said, unless Boston College shoots the lights out. And then I stop myself. And I say, no, if they shoot the lights out, it's because your defense sucks. Like, there is no more ominous. Oh, the sports guys did it. No, there's no reference. There's no officiating. TV Teddy can't take this from you.
Yeah.
Great shooting can't take this from you. There is no bad luck. Technical fouls over, you know, over officiating. Boston College shooting 30 free throws. That's all you suck.
Uh-huh.
That's all you suck. That's all the players you chose are not getting it done. You know what I'm saying? It's a joint finger blame session.
Yeah. Let me get to a couple of these. I asked people to text in, and they have. I'm reading some of these blinds. So I think it would change the narrative out there that 4+ players are transferring before the season is up. Maybe they'll stay.
Wait a minute. What? That 4 players are going to transfer before the season's over?
I don't think that's going to happen. If they win both, I'm back to this is the best team in the world. Texter says, we need JJ.
Texter, explain that.
Give a little more, because I'm not saying I disagree with you.
Yeah, I just want a good,
It's win the ACC tournament or bust. $4 million win tonight and Saturday. Nothing short of making the tournament. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that being an expectation.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. But again, I will say my only other tributary to that river of tournament conversation is, God, he smoked that. Is the, if they got it rolling and we're playing deep team basketball, you might be able to talk me into
with what you have coming in. It says, if that happens, it's about time. Like, okay, that's good and can be a good sign, but we're wary.
Yes.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yes.
I'm okay with that, too. Like, okay, I'm happy with this, but I'm still looking. Need to keep a couple full-game leads. And I get what they're saying. Maybe not wire to wire, but I mean, like, tonight, there's no reason we shouldn't go out there and pretty much control this game tonight and win the game. Okay? There's a couple of people. Sidney Curry with another 20 and 10 would go a long way. And L. Ellis with a good assist turnover. Now, let me tell you what that texter's saying is actually, and they're being serious, mm-hmm. I know, but it's actually a good point. If it looks different,
mm-hmm.
if you go beat Boston College tonight and you go beat Notre Dame and personnel looks a little different and play looks a little different, I think people will – okay, because I think – are the next two games, Nikki, is the next couple games after Notre Dame, is that when we go into that Duke? We get week off?
I want to say it's Duke, UVA UNC. And Duke, yeah.
Oh, we got UVA in between?
Yeah, UVA, then Duke.
UVA, then Duke, then UNC. I mean, what?
You got to get it together.
What if you go 2-1? Yeah, like I said, like things can change. Because let me tell you.
You want to answer that?
let me tell you this. If you were to beat Boston College and you were to beat Notre Dame.
I knew you was on the phone, Nikki. I know you got my message. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm listening.
Oh, no. He looked at it and was like, what's this? I'm going to stay on break. Which I
need to find that sound.
I did come after you. I did come after you as soon as.
Yeah, like a white knight. I did. Rummage came flying in, saving me.
For me saying.
I took it for Nick. I said, Nick. I said, no. I said, Nick, it's not your fault. His battery's not charged.
I did mention the fact that.
He did mention your text. He did mention your text.
And you owned up.
He did on the air.
What did I text, Nikki?
I read it
right now.
I read it yesterday.
What did I text?
I'm pulling it up. Give me 1 second.
But I did. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you to your face. Like, as soon as you went off the air, I was like, Nick, you don't have to take that.
Smiling laugh emoji, all good. My iPad should have been charged anyway.
See, and he read that yesterday. After I said that, he did say, okay, Marcus, because I said, hey, don't take that slander from Marcus. It's like, he should chart. I was like, he knew he had a show. texter that said, we need JJ, said, I mean, with everyone else playing like they are, why not give JJ his shot? Withers, not meaning to talk down on a kid, but he's just not playing good basketball. I feel like JJ give us a spark. That's a good answer. I feel that way, too. I feel like JJ should give him a shot. Yeah.
I feel like JJ would make Jalen concentrate more. Dude.
Yeah.
Snatch him.
Yeah.
Snatch him and put somebody your same size in your position. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Period. And especially at home.
Are we still let me ask you this too, really quick. And I know we'll get to the phone lines. I know we gotta take a break too. But what the vibe do you get? I mean, you think people are rooting for it to turn around tonight? Like, are you think? I mean, do you still think
that's what's frustrating? Because yes,
do you think people still want to see it?
Everybody's so pissed off.
Because I think we got to a point with football where a lot of people were like, I'm going to this game. I hope it falls apart. Like, I hope it falls apart. Listen, okay, put it this way. If Kenny Payne was the eminent coach, they'd be rooting against Matt.
Oh, no. I'm starting to disagree.
Oh, God.
Until it started becoming serious.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, you're seeing that pushback. I don't want Kenny Payne.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, everybody was fine with it when it was hearsay or when we just pissed at Mac early.
Yeah.
But that's starting to aggravate
you. I know what you're saying.
We'll get to that. Another conversation.
But that's going to make me – I'm going to quit.
I know.
I'm going to quit.
Because now that that's becoming like, whoa, this might be a serious conversation. So, well, I mean, I really didn't want Kenny Payne.
It's just something about him.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. Go figure.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on – go figure. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Steve.
What's going on?
I'm just
going
to say this. If Sidney Curry goes out there tonight and has at least 4 or 5 dunks, and dominate down low, I'm going to start to question Max on how hurt was he really in the last game.
Right.
Because if he upset Curry down just to try to get some built Malik confidence, that was a bad move, dude. Come on, man. So Matt better hope Curry I want Curry to go out there and dominate, but if he does, we're going to end up questioning Max after that game.
Lawrence, man, listen, I appreciate the call. Hey, man. Hey, hang that up. Hey, Titus Kennebrew, get off my YouTube channel.
Uh-oh.
Get off my YouTube channel. With Titus Kennebrew, you're not allowed to have an opinion on who coaching at the University of Louisville. Get off my YouTube channel.
All right. Yeah.
Titus Kennebrew. Nikki,
looking at you like this, Titus.
You remember when I told you that story? When I told you that story of a dude stealing the ball during a walkthrough, and getting coached. That's Titus Kennebrew.
Oh,
listen, the guy that's overachieving. You know, like I said, he worked his rear end off to get on this team. Granted, you don't get where you get by not doing a little extra. Right. Granted. But I still am who I am, and I had the right to be pissed off. Dude, this is a walkthrough. What, you going to replace Coach Matt because his walkthroughs aren't competitive enough? What's up, Titus? I'm just messing with you.
Oh, I thought we really hated Titus. I was just saying, sorry, Titus. I was like,
where's Titus at?
Look, do we gotta, that needs to become a meme. That's amazing. Glare.
Do we got to handle him?
Like, I know.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing here?
Look, Titus made me lose my whole train of thought, Steve. Stop stealing the ball and walkthroughs.
All right, a couple more texts, and then we'll go to break. We're 3.5 years into this. What makes you think all of a sudden it's going to switch? Even his good team sucked. Okay, yeah.
Even his good team sucked. <It's> like,
who said that? Yogi Berra? Like, what the hell was that?
What are you talking about? Yeah, that's... That's a very destructive attitude that you have there.
So, Steve, you got me kind of optimistic, but I'm fighting that so I don't get let down. Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's a rough way to live, too.
Top 4 in ACC, get a 2-game bye. I mean, it's top 4 still. I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, it's still obtainable, as crazy as it is, but the ACC is not a 8-mid league like we're used to, you know, of course. Last one here, then a serious question. If we scrap the offense, send the coach packing, can Mac win with simple old-style offense and rely on raw talent?
Read that again, Steve. I want that question again. Can you read that again?
A serious question. If we scrap the offense and send the coach packing, can Mac win with a simple old-style offense and rely on raw talent?
And send the coach packing. You mean McManus?
I think that's what they're referring to. Like, kind of, even if you don't fire him, like, just like, okay, stop. You work on player development. We're going to do it this way. Yeah.
That's a good question. That's what I thought. I thought that was a good question.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know because, like I said, we don't have a base, like I've been yelling about this for years, Steve. We don't have a basic flex cut, you know, just a flex cut screen away offense. We don't have a traditional thing. We have NBA screen and rolls, screen and slips. You know, again, this is, you know, like I said, this is me nitpicking. This is me saying, hey, there has to be stuff that takes the thinking out of the kids' hands. This is my theory on basketball. I hate it, but there's another coach, East hit here, who says, we're going to run these things as fast as humanly possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can run and use your athleticism, and you don't have to think about every pass. You know?
Yeah.
You just automatically know. Okay, boom. This is what happens. Boom. We hold the ball. Like, what makes us a poor team? Feeding the post. Mm-hmm. Because our brain should say, you know what I'm saying? Our basketball brain should say, he's open. Boom. The ball has to be in his hands. Mm-hmm. We'll pump fake. Wait. We don't trust a simple
feed the post. I've looked at this team so many times and been like, give it to him. Yeah. You're like, golly.
And here's the problem, Steve. I yell, give it to him, you know, when they're in the post. But here's the problem. I never yell it when I'm talking about my starting center. Who plays 30 minutes a game. Never yell, give it to him in the post.
Well, yeah, because he gets it. No, it's more of a Sydney thing. Yeah. Guess I should just say that.
It has become obvious that it doesn't, like, Malik could start off the block, but when you throw it to him, he's going to catch it 17, 18 feet away from the basket.
He's the easiest. It's been a while since I've watched a center be pushed out so easy. Yeah, just I don't get it. It's 10:43. We should probably let Nikki take a break.
Midday's Marcus Bateman on 93.9 The Ville.
Time now for an ESPN Louisville Sports Center update.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update is brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, Indiana's hometown sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9. With it. Tonight, U of L looking to right the ship, hosting BC 7 p.m. That game will tip off at the KFC Yum Center. Cards, defense, they're struggling the past three games. Jared West, he met the media yesterday and said the defense can't rely on a hot offensive performance to be efficient.
I feel like sometimes we can go through spurts offensively where we aren't very good, and sometimes that can wear on us defensively. You know, that can't waver. Our defense can't waver. It doesn't matter how our offense is going. If we're playing at a really high level or if we can't buy a shot, you know, that's something that has to be consistent throughout the entirety of the game. Our defense is something that it can't waver, and we need to hold our hat on, really. So that's got to be consistent. That's got to be solid every game.
Join Ethan Moore around 9 p.m. for the Miller Lite post-game show on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. Number 12, UK. They head to Texas A&M 8:30 tonight. Streams and Ents have Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game over on 680 105.7 as that one goes final. Last night, Bellarmine, they topped North Alabama 68-60 to remain undefeated in conference play. Dylan Penn led the Knights with 20 points. Justin Betts had a 14-point 10-board double-double. Wrapping up in the association, the Jazz, they placed Donovan Mitchell in concussion protocol after an injury suffered in Monday's loss to the Lakers. More Middays with Marcus Maven coming up next. I'm Nick Valvano. That phone's ringing. This is SportsCenter.
Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
You don't know what this is?
No.
Huh, this is good.
But here's what's funny.
Primetime players.
Nikki, we were all kind of on the same page. You know what I was going to ask you to play out of the first break?
And I didn't send you the text message this morning.
What's that?
Well, you have to do instrumental because I don't think there's a possible clean version. Type in beatbox instrumental.
Beatbox instrumental.
Yeah. I want you to open the second hour with that. But before you do that, Al, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, Marcus, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Hey, I agree with you. I'm an old man, been around basketball my whole life. I've never in my life seen a team that doesn't have one guy, except for one game of Sidney Curry, without a guy posting up and without anybody looking to pass the ball inside. And I think that's the number one problem. And I would go with this lineup right here. Tell me what you think. I would play L. Ellis and Locke at the guards with Ellis playing the point. I would either play Sam or Cross at the three. Cross shoots a little better. Sam rebounds a little better. I would move Malik to the four and play Sidney Curry at the five. What do you think?
I like it, but here's the thing. I appreciate the call, Al. Al, I know we keep on making this point over and over again, but the fact that everybody in the Cardinal fan base disagrees on the lineup is why the substitutions have to be hot and heavy, right?
Yeah.
Because you never know who's going to show up today. You know you're not going to know who's going to show up today. It is not, like I said, if we're this far in the season and you don't have a better feel for the predictability of who's going to show up today, through his practices, Steve, he's saying the transition between what goes on in practice, I mean, the energy.
Yeah.
Okay, I get coach when he says the energy is good, we play good, you know, we play better. I get that part. But when we're talking about individual players being on the basketball court, between the one spot and the nine spot or 10 spot, we have no idea who's going to show up. Coach doesn't have any idea who's going to show up. He knows who's practiced well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm this is not disparaging, so I don't want it to, you know what I'm saying, because I know this problem. I recognize this problem, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's kids. It's kids. It is kids who are all trying to reach their ultimate goal and don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And I talk about it kind of like in a first person when I say there's some big games that I can name. I'm sure everybody has it. You really want to win this game, Steve, today, yeah. Right? You know, you're willing to do everything on defense to stop Jared Carter, mm-hmm. Right? Some games you want to score, but this game, I just want to win this game so bad.
Yeah.
So now Steve is not shooting this game. Now Steve's just like trying to get his team involved, you know, because really,
oh, yeah.
He's trying to get it together, right? I'm Jared West. Listen, take it back to Fresh Kimball. Fresh Kimball respected all these other guys' talent. Then Fresh Kimball stopped going for his. Mm-hmm. We got you here because we saw you work, people. We saw you do your thing, Fresh. But it's hard to get Fresh to understand, no, we brought you here to do what you do.
Yeah.
Not wait till Jordan gets open and find him because you see how good Jordan is.
Yeah.
Jared West. So what I'm saying is this problem, it goes across generations, man. It goes across generations. It goes across, you know, teams, coaching staffs, especially when you have guys transferring up a level.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, God, these guys are tall and long and athletic, and oh my God, it's a full team of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so Jared West is caught in between that. I've seen that with Christian Cunningham. I've seen it with Jared West. I saw it with Fresh Kimball. Carlique said, I don't care if anybody on the planet can't stop me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we knew Carlique just had a different attitude. He was the natural stuff. Christian Cunningham did not start. We did not turn the corner until he started making himself an option. I'm going to get fouled. I'm going to do, you know. You don't want to say it like this,
yeah,
but I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you do your thing. You will take the pressure off me if you go work somebody.
Absolutely.
You know, like, but again, Jared West is
coach wants me to do this. Never let a guy penetrate. You know, don't do this. Don't do it. He wants he wants the perfect leader. First compliment. He's the greatest natural leader I've ever seen. So he's falling into that natural leader. And it's kind of still something. It's like, no, Jared.
Yeah.
You're still a basketball player at the end of the day. Yeah. These guys don't need a mom. They don't need a mom out here on the court. They don't need a dad out here on the court. They need Jared West to go be a basketball player. So you get that you get that complication out of all these players. I mean, like, imagine if Bobby Knight was coaching his team. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. if Bobby Knight had the same players in the same time, I mean, what would he say?
Ass meets bench. Bench retains ass.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, you can break it out. As I'm looking at my computer. But, no, but you get my point? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's so inconsistent that you have to use a hot trigger.
I know.
It's sad, too.
I know.
These players are so mad at me right now. They're like, shut up, Marcus.
But
I don't want the hot trigger.
But he said he's working on figuring it out. So I'm taking my coach at his word.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to lose the Louisville job.
That's when when you lose the job and you just say, I don't care, I'm gonna get a new job anyway.
Yeah.
And you close the door and go, no!
I know, like, dang it.
I can't believe you blew this, Chris.
I know.
Yeah, it's like, we had it all.
Yeah, do you think he wants to lose this?
Midday's Marcus Bateman on 839 The Ville.
Broadcast partner of the University of Louisville, WLCL Sellersburg, is 93.9 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.